Praying the Gospel by Jennifer Waddle, read by Ellie Johnson. I urge, then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2, 1-4. Sharing the gospel is something all Christians are encouraged to do, as people are in great need of a Savior. But what about praying the gospel? Have you ever considered praying the scriptures that clearly portray who Jesus is and what he came to do? The benefits of praying the gospel are many, but here are three ways it can impact your life and the lives around you. First, praying the gospel will equip you to share it. If you were asked to sum up the gospel in a few sentences, how would you describe it? Often, we are reluctant to share the good news because we don't know how to articulate it. By praying the gospel, you will equip your heart and mind to be ready to give an answer to anyone who asks. And as God provides opportunity, you'll feel confident in sharing the best news ever. I encourage you to write out the gospel in your own words and find key scriptures to memorize and have on hand. This exercise will help you pinpoint the gospel message and be able to communicate it effectively at any time. Second, your gospel influence is your greatest influence. Of all the gifts and talents God gives you, the things you are most known for, it is your gospel influence that will matter the most in the end. By praying the gospel, you will be reminded of how God has worked in your own life to bring you out of sin and death into a new life of salvation and freedom. Your testimony of faith will be strengthened as you pray the scriptures that first convicted you and drew you to the Savior. Third, the gospel is unchanging, steadfast, and true. With so much uncertainty, instability, and mistruths in the world, a lot of us are feeling like we are on a scary roller coaster ride that just won't stop. But as unstoppable as we might feel, our unsaved loved ones are on an even scarier ride that has a terrible end. Praying the gospel will remind you of the urgency of salvation. It will remind you of the absolute certainty you have in God, not the world. And as news headlines continue to highlight all that is bad, the good news about Jesus will remain unchanged, steadfast, and true. While sharing the gospel is one of the most important things we could ever do on this earth, praying it will remind us of how the good news changes lives for eternity, how it continues to remain a constant source of truth, and how it equips us to share it with our loved ones and the world.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it partway? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.